Here we go. Another tickle fest.
Tickle. Gitchy, gitchy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's not weird.
Please welcome Peter Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the Mega Cast.
I mean, we were having an actual conversation.
We were laughing.
Before the tickle fight started.
Yeah, we didn't first start touching each other.
I'm just always amazed at what a big Husky fan you are.
I'm the biggest Husky fan ever. Screw the Cougs, man. Cougs suck. Brock Heward for life. You're like, what the hell's going on? Are they throwing shade on the Husky? No, actually.
We're not going to explain. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Let me just start talking about Steve being the biggest Husky fan.
We have a person in our world that I potentially might talk to, and Ted's like, make sure you know he's a big Huskies fan. I'm like, well, I'm the biggest Husky fan in the world then.
Right. Then it turned into Steve's getting phone calls from ex-Huskies.
He's getting catfished by one of the Tuyasa Sopo family members. It's just crazy.
I will say, I know Brock Heward works at a different radio station.
Yes.
Like, and you know, my buddy is their producer, but man, I love him on College Football.
He's great.
Yeah.
I love him on when I've listened to their show, Brock and Salk. I think he's phenomenal.
Yeah, right.
But the producer guy, a little sketchy.
Yeah, Justin dude's weird.
I know. Yeah, he's okay.
You might hear him. You might see him at a Mariners game, too.
I stopped going to Mariners games, actually.
Because
I only go to UW baseball games now.
Actually, they had a good year. They're in the College World Series.
I know. Duh. I've been there. Season ticket holder, Ted.
God damn it. Stop it. Duh.
Brock Heward, second greatest thing to come out of Puyallup.
Is he from Puyallup?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know, of course, number one is Chris Egan.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the verified champ.
I can't disrespect Chris Egan like that. You know, he's top tier.
Actually, he is.
He's a great guy.
I've never met him. I interact on Twitter with him once in a while, but I like his stuff.
He's so awesome. Dude, when I was at the press box for the Kraken game,
all right,
he came over, made it a point to say hi. We were friends on Facebook, asking questions about Tatum. Never had a conversation about. I mean, I used to have him on back in the day from time to time on my old show, and I think we had him on BJ and Migs as well. Always a great guy. Just a funny dude. He actually is friends with some of my wife's family as well.
Oh, excellent.
Couldn't be a nicer dude.
All right, he's a big pickleballer.
Is he?
Yeah.
Taking over, man. Pickleball, huh?
Have you played yet?
No.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, everyone talks about it. So is it like racquetball?
Not nearly that intense.
Okay.
It's like slow tennis.
I'm in. I love everything about I love tennis minus the fast part.
Yeah, like pickleball is like, I don't know how to explain it, because like it's competitive and it's just more athletic than like, I don't know, like I don't know where it's somewhere. It lays in that middle zone where like old people could play it, young people could play it. Like it's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better than golf, because that's like the first thing I think of when young and old people can play.
Yeah. I mean, look, the issue with golf is you're talking.
It takes skill.
Well, sure. But also, like, I don't want to piss off the golfers, because I know there's a lot of them out there.
Screw them.
But, like, I'm not, I don't know. It's a round takes 4 hours, sometimes 4.5, 5 hours. So I think some golfers, I think, enjoy that time away from people.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just always like, man, there's so much going on a Saturday. Like, I just don't have, like, I like golf, but I'm just like, you want to go to Topgolf? Let's go.
Right. Because there's food. Drinks.
Yeah, like we're hitting golf balls.
Sit on a bench for a little while. You don't have to be out in the hot sun.
Right, we're talking like an hour or two.
Right. And then move on to do something else that's also fun.
Yes.
Like bowling.
What's the last time you've been bowling?
Woo! I'm trying to think. Probably when we did one of those Sleep Country charity bowling events, like that Sleep Country would put on, like all like raising money for kids and like foster kids or orphans. And we would go down there and do like these tournament things, like real laid back tournaments, not like anything serious. But that was like maybe 2-3 years ago.
All right.
Oh, probably before the pandemic, so longer. I'm forgetting about the pandemic.
I know. I do that all the time, too. I'm always like, yeah, I haven't seen that person like 2 years. It's like, it's been five when you added the pandemic. Like, yep.
Yeah, dude. That even happened with us over the weekend. We went to my buddy Munson's house. And this whole time, I thought I'm like, dude, how crazy. Look, he got rid of all the bushes in the back. Look how nice it looks. She's like, yeah. And then finally she goes, I don't think I've ever been to this house. I'm like, sure you have. Like, when he first got it, and he was like building it out and all this, like early. And she's like, and then she asked him when he got it, and it was like right around when we had Tatum. She's like, I'm positive I've never been to this house. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, you're right. Like, we just had Tatum. We were going to go, but then like something happened where she didn't want, like Tatum was sick or something like that. So I went by myself, and that was the only time before the pandemic.
Yep.
And then ever since then, like, haven't seen it. And finally went over there. But like the entire time, I'm like, oh, look at this. How crazy. Look how good it looks now. And she's just like, yeah. And, you know, and in her head, she's probably like, am I crazy or have I never been here? Or they just completely cut out this house. Never realized, no, she's never been there.
Yeah. I mean, it happens.
Yeah. God. Crazy. But we went there for Memorial Day barbecue.
Nice.
Tatum picked up wiffle ball like a champ. And by picking up wiffle ball, I mean she held a glove. She held a ball and knew absolutely nothing on how to do with what to do with it.
How's Steve Miggs at wiffle ball?
I learned rather quickly. Not as good as I thought I was.
Oh, really?
I used to be really good at wiffle ball. I could barely connect with the bat and the ball. Granted, I only swung at three pitches. And I had massive anxiety because I finally hit it. Here's my question for you. All right, so.
Did you play baseball at all growing up?
Yeah, and I sucked.
Okay.
I was good on the field. I was a good catcher. I take a lot of pride in that. I even
shocking. Hockey goaltender played catcher.
And plays drums. It's like you're meant to, these are the things you do.
Yeah.
If you play catcher, you play goalie. You play goalie, you play drums. It's just a thing. I was never that great at but wiffle ball, when we played with all our homies in our neighborhood, I played just fine. Like, it wasn't as hard as like actual fast pitch or anything like that.
No.
Dude, so I get up there. So first, Tatum wanted to try and swing. That didn't, you know, I try to help her hit the ball. And she's like, no, Daddy, I want to do it myself. And then it's just like, she's nearly hitting me with the bat.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks that's funny. So then she's trying to hit me even more because, you know, she's a born entertainer. So now I'm like, all right, Migs, you're up then. I'm like, okay, pitch, swing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wasn't anywhere close to hitting this ball.
Really?
Like the first swing. Second swing, missed it by a little bit. Like now I'm like, eye on the ball, duh. Got this going. Third one, I hit it, but I hit it straight down, and it only went like 3 feet. But then, like, the person who pitched it at me starts charging to the ball. I'm like, well, crap, is this really going to be my hit? You know what I mean? Like, do I run because of this? Like, I kind of want
to... balls in play.
I know, but I was like, this doesn't feel very satisfying. You know, like, I just barely tapped it.
Well, it's not, but you still got to run to first base.
And I did.
All right.
And I was safe.
Oh, no kidding.
Well,
who was playing first base? A child?
Nobody, actually. The way we did is you threw the ball, and if you hit the batter while they're running to the base, then you're out.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. I didn't get hit. Got to base. I
mean, that's you got to go over the ground rules of the game you're playing. Can you throw the wiffle ball at the person? Is there pitcher mound poison?
Yeah,
like, all that stuff.
Yeah. I was like, oh, like, I was kind of like, that sucked. And I was like, I don't feel like playing this anymore. So after my hit, I just walked off the base and got myself some chips.
You didn't even score a run?
No, I was done.
Got some chips. Damn, Steve.
I don't know what happened. I just decided I did not want to play anymore. And it wasn't even like I really thought it out and made any announcement. I didn't even say, guys, I'm out. I just got off first base and went inside and got some food.
And you're not even drinking.
No.
That's horrible.
It is. I didn't even think about it, but it was kind of crappy.
Right, because if Tatum did that, you'd be like, hey, we come on. We got to finish. No. That's what I would do.
I had a
come on. We have to finish.
I needed coach there to tell me to stay on first and play this through.
Right. Just, hey, look, just run it out.
I'm
all
done
right?
playing the game. I don't want to play anymore.
Hey,
I'm embarrassed.
The only way we get better is if we keep practicing.
Tech Talks, starring the Tech Smith.
I don't even know if we need a TED Talk now.
I know. Well, ironically, you were hanging out with your daughter and stuff. I was going to say Memorial Day. Obviously, you know, Memorial Day is a solemn kind of event. You know, you remember people that gave the ultimate sacrifice in the armed forces. But also, it's the unofficial kickoff to summer. Everybody was having cookouts and this and that. And I was thinking about, like, yeah, you got to spend time with your family. You know, good. Just carve some time out, this and that. It's always good. But then also, I was thinking, you know, some people have some really toxic family members.
Yes.
So, like, I don't know, whether it's your family, you know, extended family or your chosen family, like, just, you know, carve out some time for them.
I like that. Yeah, absolutely. Because there are some people that just don't want to be around their family on a fun get together.
Correct.
Yeah.
I've known people like that.
So what'd you do for Memorial Day?
Actually, I went up to Stanwood on Saturday. Some of my friends, Jesse and Jamie, they were kind of busy setting up their house for summer with like new patio furniture. So I manned the grill.
Nice.
Actually, here's what happened, Steve. I just went to QFC and got like what I thought were pretty good frozen burgers and hot dogs. And there was like kids and stuff, but I was having fun running the grill. And then Taryn and Brad live right down the street. So probably about like, I don't know, five-ish, I was like, hey, like, let's go down and see, say what's up to Brad and Taryn. So we get there, and Taryn's making burgers, too. And she's like, oh, hey, you guys staying for dinner? We're like, yeah, sure.
Dinner, too.
Taryn's burgers were head and shoulders above my burgers.
Did that bother you?
It's still bugging me.
Did you want to walk off first base and go get some chips?
Well, no. I'm a real grown-up, so I demanded the recipe.
Yeah.
But I took one bite, and I just go, Taryn, your burgers are much better than the ones I... And I was like, Mr. Grill,
yeah,
scrubbing it down. Like, kids, you want a dog or a burger? This and that.
Did you have your own personalized apron on?
I didn't, but, you know, I was out there, man, you know, doing the thing. And then I was just like, God damn it, Taryn, these burgers are much better. What did you, like, just send me the recipe, please.
She had to put some salt and pepper on them. What are you talking about?
Also, I will say, my friends Jesse and Jamie are not sports people.
Okay.
Like, they have a TV... They have some apps. They don't really have whatever. So that was the other thing. I was like, well, look, I was like, I got to get over and say what's up to Brad and Taryn. And then I was like, also, yeah, there's game tipping off at 5:30. I want to watch.
What game?
That was game six of Celtics Heat.
Oh, okay.
With that amazing finish.
Woo, with that last like millisecond score?
Yes.
That was amazing.
It was awesome. Right, because all the kids.
I was so fired up after that. I don't even care.
That's what happened to us, right? Like, Taryn's got a big yard. All these kids are out there playing. They started a fire so we could do some s'mores. And then it's like me and Sean and Brad and this other dude. I can't remember his name. I think it was Tyson. He was a nice dude. But we're in the garage watching that game. And he's like, I don't really care about basketball. But like, the three of us are going crazy. And then when it ended, we just start screaming. Then everybody, kids,
everyone,
Taryn, are like, well, what happened? It's like, well, it's hard to explain. But like, that was an awesome finish.
Oh, it was so great because there's a suspense of like, did they get that? It was too late. No, it wasn't too late. And then you see the replay. You're like, hit the backboard with plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. It was. That was
by
a great
plenty of time, 0.01 milliseconds.
But in hoops, that's plenty of time.
Yeah.
I got to also say, for the record, I was spouting off all weekend. Miami's done now. There's no chance you go win game seven in Boston. Couldn't have been more wrong.
Well, we didn't factor in Jason Tatum getting that ankle injury.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's part of it.
Yeah, like 14 points. I'm a massive Jason Tatum fan. I don't know if you know that.
Where's he from?
No idea.
St. Louis.
Okay. I didn't even know who this person was until about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no, all right.
But Joe from our show, Joe, you know, BJ's son.
Yeah.
He acts like he knows everything about basketball.
I didn't know that. He's the basketball guy?
He's the basketball guy. And he was talking about how this, that, and the other thing. Then people started texting in, and I did a little research myself.
Jason Tatum is not trash.
And everyone's like, you tell Joe to shut up. He came in fourth in MVP voting.
Yeah,
like,
I would say he's top five players in the league.
You know why we were talking about when he recently said like how he's one of the best players in the league?
Yeah.
And we were laughing about how humble he was when he said that, because he's like, humbly, I'm one of the best players in the league. And we thought that was just funny how he said that. And Joe's like, he's not even close to being a top 10, blah, blah, blah. And then we find
out.
What? Yes. So I had no idea.
So Joe doesn't really know who.
So finally, I looked at I'm like, Joe, how can... So then it became a joke on our show whenever the games would be, and he scored like... Someone even said, dude, what are you saying? He just scored 40 points last night. Or something ridiculous, like 30-something points. He's like, oh, you know, that's sometimes everyone has a good game every once in a while. Next game, another incredible game. Finally, I'm just like, he's my favorite player now. And we were just on our group chat constantly. Whenever the Celtics would win, I'm like, I would find the stats and see what Jason Tatum scored and highlight it and put it in the group chat. I'm like, my man, the GOAT, Jason Tatum. And I was so bummed when he got hurt and he didn't do well, because I was like, I became a Celtics fan just because I wanted to see Jason Tatum do so well just to shove it in Joe's face. Plus, his last name's Tatum. My kid's name is Tatum. I thought that was cool.
I really like Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
And like, that Celtics,
he's my favorite player.
And trust me, he is so good. Like, I take him over Devin Booker. And basketball people know what I'm saying.
I don't even know who Devin Booker is.
He plays for the Suns.
Okay. Are they still playing basketball? No, I know.
No,
I know it's Denver versus
Denver,
Miami.
Yeah, trucked them.
Yeah. Is Dwayne Wade still on the Heat?
So I was going to say, but I love Jimmy Butler. Now, here's the thing. And this is a weird reason to like Jimmy Butler. But number one,
is it because it's a porn star? His last name is Butler?
No, it's because he does commercials for Michelob Ultra, and the song is Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay.
And I'm like, awesome. I'm like, me and Jimmy Butler could party. And then I read the other day that he started playing country music to annoy the other guys on the team, and now he's like, oh, no, I just really like country now.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
Have you ever heard the story about Jimmy Butler and his last practice in Minnesota?
No.
Oh, Steve, I'm not going to do it justice. You got to look up the story. He's playing for the Timberwolves. I can't remember if it's like preseason or something, but Jimmy Butler, like, he wants out, or they had talked about trading him. And basically, he shows up to practice and just dominates people. Like scoring points, like rejecting shots, like shoving people, getting in their faces, screaming at them. Like, to the point, I think the coach finally was like, you got to leave practice. Like, this is too intense.
Whoa.
Right? So they end up shipping him off. And he goes on to have a great career. But I've heard different versions of it, but this, people are just like, that's one of those things where, like, you had to be in the gym that day and just see how Jimmy Butler took over and, like, took people's pride. And we're like, are we going to play? Like, are we going to be a real team? Like, damn. Let's play.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that was when he was in Minnesota.
That's when he was in Minnesota.
You're trying too hard. We got to get rid of you.
Yeah. I can't remember the story. I can't remember if they were going to trade him, then they didn't, and he was pissed, or he wanted out. Right, because then he goes to what? Does he go to Philly for a year?
You're asking the wrong
guy. Boston, right, then he ends up in Miami.
I'm no Joe from the BJ and Make show. I don't know.
Well, and you got to look at Miami, too, where you're like, Tatum got hurt, but Jason Tatum. It's weird saying that to you. But also, like...
Well, she did get hurt, too. She fell and scuffed her knee.
Yeah, right.
She's okay.
But Tyler Hero isn't playing for Miami. He's hurt. He might play in Game 3. Victor Oladipo hasn't been playing.
I don't know any of these names, to be honest with you.
Well, Victor Oladipo. Played at Indiana. Great college basketball player. Also, great high school hooper. Do you know where we went to high school, Steve?
DeMatha.
You're damn right.
Dude, this is so great. I am so out of the loop with basketball that I don't think I can name, like, 10 stars.
I'm off 5.
Okay, let's try.
We'll give you Jason Tatum.
I got Jason Tatum. LeBron James.
All right.
Kobe Bryant still playing? No.
Jesus, dude.
Sorry. Was that too dark?
Yeah.
I didn't mean it. All right. Jimmy Butler.
All right. You can no more naming guys I've already named.
Damn it. What is it? The Giannis guy.
All right.
That works.
Giannis.
That too?
Yep, that works.
Okay. Carmelo Anthony still playing?
Nope. Damn just it. Retired.
Ah,
that's why you know his name.
That's why he showed up. Come on. I got some. Hold on. Steph Curry?
All right. There you go. Yeah. You
dude, got that, that's hard. I don't know anyone else I could think like that are like, I'm trying to think of like household names for me.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't watch the NBA, that'd be like me trying to name the top 5 hockey players.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't know if I can pronounce the top 5 hockey players. I think I can name them, but I think I'd come up with new ways to say their last names sometimes.
Yeah, like Connor McDavid?
Yeah, yeah. You can stick with Leon Draisaitl. You throw that guy in there.
Tkachuk?
Oh, yeah, Matthew Tkachuk.
I feel like any period of time between the 80s, 90s, early 2000s is now, you can just say Tkachuk. Tkachuk. There's somebody playing with that last name.
Dude, that's how old I feel. It's weird for me because I remember when his dad was like drafted.
That's happening.
Tkachuk.
Right. That's happening to me in the NFL right now.
Yep.
And I'm just like, yep. Yep, definitely watched his dad play in college and the pros.
Yeah, dude. Like, it was weird when, like, all of a sudden you start seeing, like, players that were you were fans of that became coaches.
Like, correct.
Oh, I remember this guy when he was a coach. I mean, when he was a player. But now I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember your dad when your dad got drafted. Now here you are, like, a star player for the NHL, Matthew Tkachuk or Max Domi.
Yeah.
Like, I remember
Ty Domi.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right? Nuts.
Did Dino Cicerelli never have a kid?
Not that played in the NHL.
All right. That was always one of my favorite players.
Oh, Capitals, great.
Yeah, yeah. Right? And then he got
North Stars also.
Right. And didn't he go to, didn't he end up in Detroit towards the end and get a trophy?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember that. I know I remember from like Minnesota and of course with the Capitals.
Yeah.
Capitals had some great players back in those days. Al Iafrady.
Yeah, well, that used to always be the joke as a Capitals fan. Was like, whenever you watch the playoffs, you could see one of our ex-players playing. Yeah,
Scott Stevens, obviously.
Rod Langway.
Oh, yeah, some good players, man.
I guess, Curry. Are we already in sports?
I was about to say, you know, while we're doing it, we might as well just jump right into this.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
James Harden.
Call.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on it.
That's right. I got his jersey.
You have a James Harden jersey?
I do. A Brooklyn Nets James Harden number 13 jersey.
Oh, I know. He only stayed there for like, what, a year?
Yeah. I wear that thing with pride in the summer.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly,
Brooklyn Nets jersey.
I was going to say, that jersey does look good. Have you seen the new hockey jerseys on Instagram for the summertime? It looks like a hockey sweater, but the sleeves are gone.
Oh, are the ones that like the tank top ones? The bench,
yeah.
Like they're called like bench clearers or something like
something,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty sick.
But good, because hockey, that's one thing that sucks. You don't want to walk around in the summer with a hockey sweater on.
Honestly, I almost never wear the jersey sweater. I know people get over. I
try to be cool and call it a jersey sweater.
I know. But it's funny, whenever we talk jersey, someone will go on like call, like text in or email me. You realize, like, they'll try and like hockey explain it to me, and I'm like, guy, I've been a fan of hockey since the 80s. Like, don't act like you're, don't try and pull that one on over me. And also, like, go to the NHL's website. When you try and purchase a jersey, it's listed as a jersey. It's not listed as a sweater. Like, the NHL themselves have acknowledged that they're jerseys. Like, yes, the history is that they were once sweaters. Call them either one. I don't care. But don't get mad at somebody for calling it one or the other.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
The same thing in soccer, right? Because in England, it's a kit.
Yeah.
This and that. Like, I don't really care. I use them either way. Sometimes it's a Sounders jersey. Sometimes it's a new Sounders kit. Like, I don't really care.
It's like saying, like, oh, the Sounders lost 1-0. And someone will be like, 1-0. It's like, oh, okay. You know what I meant.
God damn it. I know. I use that line all the time, too. Especially, like, I mean, I just don't tweet as much, so it's not a big deal.
But yeah.
Like, you spelt this wrong. Like, did you understood it?
Yeah, right. Like, that's all, that's what you had. I saw one of my friends wrote, like, how excited he was. He finally had his very first match, and he was, like, too excited to even put it into words. Real heartfelt thing, right? Everyone's congratulations. One person had to be that person, wrote T-O-O star, you know, asterisk, like, correcting him. And I'm like, okay, did you understand what he meant?
Yeah.
Like, well, I put out a wrestling promo yesterday on my Twitter, and it was, like, called Hero versus Villain. And I spelled villain wrong.
Uh-oh, Steve.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, not only did I spell it wrong in the tweet, but the video says hero versus villain in the in the video.
All right.
And I spelled it wrong there. I deleted it. I was like, I'm not even getting... Like, it already had a bunch of likes and retweets. I'm like, someone's going to pick up on this, and I don't feel like having to deal with that. So I'm just deleting it and reposting it and spelling it right.
Oh, I do it all the time with the men's room poll on, like, Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And if I misspell something, like, you'll just hear me. I'll just go, F.
Yeah.
And I'll just hear a thrill be like, would you misspell something? I go, yeah, I'm just going to delete it and repost it. Because, like, I don't want to hear it. Like, yeah. You're right. It's a effing letter off. And you got me.
And then you
got
to spend the entire time. It's like, I almost never want to put, this is a great sports report. I never want to post a picture of me with hair. Because everyone's got to how, oh, you used to have hair?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. When I was 17 years old, 13 years old, 8 years old, I wasn't bald. Crazy. I know.
Well, Steve, this will shock you as we sit here. Do you know what the Mariners' record is?
Is it 500?
28-27.
Oh.
I feel like every week we do this, they're sitting at 500.
And they had a good leg up after that Oakland A's series.
Yeah, and then the Yankees have shown up and just taken our soul.
As of today, when we record this, if it was aggregate in soccer, what would it be, 20-6?
Oh, Jesus. Nice call, by the way. Aggregate.
See?
Yeah.
Sports.
I don't want to cuss. It's like effing sports guy me.
That's right. Just not basketball. When we get the Sonics back, I'll get back into basketball.
All right. All right.
I promise.
Draymond Green.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Nick Collison, Luke Ridenour, you know, Ray Allen. That's my time.
Let's see. I did get up Sunday and watched Monaco. here's the deal with F1 in Monaco. It's the most prestigious event. It looks awesome. It's Monaco. It's just like, I don't know. Basically, like the cars have gotten so big, so long, that it's very hard. There's like no passing. It's very hard to overtake somebody. And like, basically, if you win qualifying, you're going to win that race.
So if the cars get bigger, why wouldn't they make the track bigger?
Well, it's through the streets of Monaco.
Oh, that's kind of hard to do.
Right. See, the country's been there for a long time.
So then why are they making the cars bigger?
Because they're fast technology.
Oh, okay.
So like if one team makes a car longer, faster, like it's like, well, screw Monaco. We got to be longer and faster.
Well, they should treat it like goalie pads, man. There's a certain limit. Like you can only get them so wide.
So, okay. So that there is limits, but they keep expanding them. Just as technology comes along.
Gotcha.
So I and that's fair because it's still cool to see. And like
and everybody's right. got that same advantage.
Correct.
Yeah.
I watched some of the Indy 500. That end of that race was a lot of starts and restarts. But I didn't I talked about it and I left out NASCAR. That Sunday of Memorial Day is the biggest day in auto sports. You have Monaco, then the Indy 500. By the way, you know there's like 500,000 people that go to that?
It's insane.
Have you seen the stat on what fits inside the infield at the Indianapolis Speedway?
I haven't.
I got to look it up. I can't remember the guys.
Name five drivers.
For Indy?
That play in the NBA. No.
Oh. Or NASCAR. Indy's tougher, but there's what's it? Pato
is Bubba Pato Watson
Wallace. He's NASCAR.
That's all I can name.
Dude, inside the infield would fit the White House, the Taj Mahal, Yankee Stadium,
Jeez.
The Rose Bowl, and Churchill Downs. That's wow. how massive that track is.
Okay, that's pretty insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, people, that would be a fun thing to go to, even not knowing anything about what's going on.
We would hang out at Turn 4.
Oh, is Turn 4 the spot?
So I never knew this. I guess, like, years ago, Turn 4 was always, like, people in the infield were like, Turn 4, that's the party spot.
Why?
It's just how it happens. Like, if you go to Preakness, there's one, like, that infield's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So then after a while, Indianapolis Speed Track kind of was like, we don't know if we want you guys going that crazy down there. Now they've completely flipped the script. Like, they were doing interviews down there. Who was it? Was it Titus O'Neil?
The wrestler guy?
I think so.
Yeah, Titus. Yeah, he does a lot of ambassador stuff for WWE, so right. I wouldn't
so
be surprised.
He was there, like, but I mean, it was like party tracks. Like, they had DJs up there, and they're just like, oh, now it's just, like, established. Like, go to Turn 4. That's
okay,
the party.
Let's go.
Oh, it'll be awesome.
That sounds amazing.
We get a shrimp cocktail at St. Elmo's the night before.
All right, man. Hopefully they have a plant-based version for Steve-O.
Yeah, well, and also it should be easy for me and you to walk into the most famous restaurant in Indianapolis the night before the 500.
I'm sure we could just show up. There's probably like a walk-up at the bar.
like, is there spots at the bar? They'd be like, no.
No, you idiot.
It's the Saturday night before the 500. It's a 2.5-hour wait minus the reservations, jackass.
So there's just two of us, though. I'm sure like that puts us ahead of some of the families, right? What if I can float you $20?
Right. You have all these millionaires and teams. They're like, here's a 20. Like, what do you think? It's 1999?
Shake their hand, put a 20 and be like, can you check that wait list again for us, if you know what I mean?
You're Abe Froman. let's see. Big game. Sounders are playing tonight down in San Jose. And then Saturday, 1:30 p.m., Portland Timbers in town. That should be a fun day.
Crazy. Two games in 1 week?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And then, Steve, let's get into hockey talk. Who you got, Panthers or Knights?
All right. I am rooting for the Panthers.
So am I, because they're not. I don't think they're supposed to be there.
No. Well, the crazy thing with the Panthers was last year, I think they were the President's Cup trophy winners.
Okay.
So it's not like, I think the narrative of like, oh, this crappy team barely gets into the playoffs is a little exaggerated. They dealt with, I wasn't keeping tabs on them all season, but they dealt with some injuries and some sicknesses that kind of hampered and performance issues. Pills to fix that. You know what I mean? Like, basically, they've been dealing with some stuff. And now they finally have gelled, and their goalie's on fire. Bobrovsky is phenomenal. And I've always loved that guy. He's a quirky dude, and I think he's awesome. So I'm rooting for the Panthers. I also wouldn't be too heartbroken, though, if the Vegas Golden Knights do. I mean, dude, they look great. They spanked Dallas in that last game. Like, 6-0.
So let me ask you this. So Dallas's captain...
Mm-hmm.
Get suspended for 2 games.
Yeah.
They win 2 games. Like, I mean, I guess you had to play him, but do you maybe take him off? Like a line, maybe bump him down.
Dude, that's what people were saying. You want McCann for the Kraken. Remember, they were playing so well, and then McCann came back. And I think it's just, I don't think that's the reason. But, you know, it's hard to argue it because you don't have any, how can I prove it wasn't the reason? It's like one of those things where it's like, you can't prove it's not, and you can't prove it is. But how do you bench your captain?
I mean, you're right. I just found that amazing because Dallas was getting whooped in that series.
Yeah.
He gets suspended. They pick up two games. And then you're right. What was that game? Saturday or Sunday?
It was like 6-0 or something,
or
like that.
Monday. Yeah. They got whooped again.
It's like they decided not to play anymore. They're like, it was insane. But you're right. Like, the argument was with McCann too. Like, how do you not play your 40 goal scorer? Yeah, he's coming back from a concussion. You don't know if he's going to be 100%. He didn't look 100% out there at first. He got better as the game went on. I don't think he cost them the series, but you'll never know. I have no idea how to, like, chemistry's a crazy thing. Because you're right. Like, do you put him back in the line that he was originally on, or are they playing better? Like, at least the Kraken, they didn't put him on the top line.
Right.
Because they had that Cartier kid who was just crushing it. With Dallas, yeah, man, that was nuts. I did not expect that. And that just makes me think, well, maybe Vegas is going to come and bring it to Florida, because Florida looks unstoppable.
I mean, they're rolling.
Yeah. I just hope it goes 7 games. I feel like it's gonna.
Yeah, well, I will say, and credit, like, remember this time last week, it was like, these are all going to be sweeps. Shout out to the NBA for getting to a 7th game. Dallas pushed it to a 6th game. I'm like, all right, like, you know. Like, this time of year, good work. Like, we're back in.
Could you imagine if Boston would have won that? Down 3-0?
I like Tatum. I like a couple.
He's
my favorite
player, Ted.
I like Marcus Smart. He's a teammate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Duh. I mean, I didn't think he was a star.
But overall, it's just like, yeah, screw you, Boston. It's about time. Sorry, Dan. Sorry, Pat. But it's like, it's about time you guys lost some stuff.
It did feel weird. I'm like, I never root for a Boston team. And all of a sudden, I'm like, hoping that Boston will win. And I actually do like Miami. Over the years, I never had issues with Miami. I'm like, I've just turned my allegiance to Boston all because of Joe saying that Jason Tatum wasn't a star player.
What a bad take.
Terrible take.
I mean, seriously, that is, you know what? That's a top 10 bad take.
And it was great. He was getting crucified on our text line. And of course, I had to read them all.
Oh, yeah. Will say he's not a top 10 player. It's like, dude, it's Jason Tatum. Like, do you watch the league?
I just love it. He said it with such conviction that we all believed him because he's our basketball guy. I'm like, oh, that's crazy that he even refers to himself as one of the best players. And finally, people are like, he came in 4th for the MVP race. That means something.
Yeah.
I'm like, Joe, you left out that piece of information. Yeah, well, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay.
See, you know what? Why don't you go practice your bass?
Yeah. About as good as
bass. Is he still practicing his bass?
He's still working on that one song.
I live in apartments. I'm just like, I can't imagine my neighbor just all of a sudden decide to play. And it's like, he's plugged in.
I hope he has headphones.
Yeah, because I think even Thrill said to him, like, dude, you need to plug in headphones. You can't just can't plug into a speaker.
No, not in an apartment. Bass travels.
If you did that in your garage, your wife would be like, what are you doing?
Right. That's the reason why, like, I don't have my drums set up in the garage. I have an electronic kit set up in the garage. Like, when I did that one promo where I was playing the drums, I felt terrible, but I had to hit the drums.
All right.
And I hit them for literally 45 seconds. And I was like, oh, the neighbors are going to complain to the HOA. I'm like, people are going to be mad. I'm like, it's like 1 p.m. on a Friday. Probably nobody is home.
Nobody cares.
Right. Nobody said anything. And the only person we hear is our one neighbor, and like, whatever. They're the ones that park a billion cars out front of the house.
What are they going to complain about? Noise?
Yeah, the dog barks 24/7 outside in the backyard.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is. And that I yell at the dog sometimes. I'm like, it's not the dog's fault. But I'm like,
is it always outside?
Almost always. It's an outdoor dog. And they have two dogs. But one is like constantly waiting by our fence, just waiting for Lulu to come outside.
All right.
And Lulu's blind, which is kind of entertaining, but also dangerous because the dog starts barking. Lulu goes reverts back to being a puppy and wants to bark at the dog back.
Right.
And wants to run to the fence and bark at the dog, you know, like what dogs do. But Lulu can't see. So sometimes she runs into a pole or she runs into we have like this retaining wall, like, or like of like, you know, like cement.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, don't run into that. But right now there's like a kiddie inflatable tool, a pool.
All right.
So Lulu starts running and just runs right into the pool and like almost like bounces like a slingshot off of it.
That's got to be kind of funny.
It's very entertaining. But like you still don't want it to happen all the time. Poor dog.
I mean, like Tigger was a barker, but he was mostly inside.
Yeah.
You know? That's wild.
All right.
Yep. Well, that's a very sportsy megacast.
I mean, it kind of was.
Yeah.
We learned a little bit about basketball,
mm-hmm.
and that's all that matters.
And we learned that you're a quitter when it comes to football. I don't think I forgot that.
I don't even know what happened. It wasn't even like a conscious, I'm done. Like, you know, I'm mad. It was just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I'm just talking about you just walking off first base to get chips.
And nobody like if you said were like, anything.
If you were like 3-4 beers deep and I'd be like, I'm just getting a beer. If I'm like, just to walk off to get chips.
Yeah. They were good chips.
See, I'm the psycho way
Himalayan
I grew
up. Himalayan salt.
Oh. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I'm just saying, my family, I'm the psycho. I'd be like, Steve, get back on the base.
Nobody said anything.
We're finishing this game.
I think everyone realized with the way he's swinging, it's probably best he doesn't play this game. I'll redeem myself. I'm going into batting cages.
That's going to help with wiffle ball
batting cages, if they even exist.
When I get my car out of the shop, I'll come down. We'll do a little practice session nice. In the backyard.
Yeah.
Knock it over the fence to the barking dog.
Yeah. And then we'll jump over there.
How big is this dog?
It's like a labradoodle.
Oh, yeah.
They're big.
Oh, they are barky dogs.
They won't shut up.
Yeah, Joe's got two of them.
Oh.
And one of them is rambunctious, to say the least.
I hope he apologizes to his neighbors frequently. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you.